This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Brian helps bring us into our focus on the American Family Farmer Show every week. I'm Doug Steffen, along with lots of farmers, people who are involved in farm businesses, the family farm, the locavores who respect and love what it is that we do, whether it's dairy, whether it's produce, whatever it is. The focus is feeding America better so that we can maintain our health and well-being. And it's an uphill battle, recognizing the fact that there are so many farmers in trouble. What I try to do here is bring us ways to change the bread and butter department, how you can do things, give you examples of successful farmers who are doing things that make life better on the farm. It's tough all the way around. It really is. We're going to meet a fellow named Randy Sowers, from Middletown, Maryland, who's a dairy farmer, and talk about how he's surviving in an era when dairy farmers are being especially mistreated, abused, whatever word you want to use for it. Normally, the first part of the program has some news, then we like to talk to someone who's running a farm, and then I like to have a commentary. News this week from a farm family in Illinois, Krista Swanson and her husband. They are fifth-generation farmers. They have three young daughters. They are hoping that there will be another generation of growers of soybean, corn, that sort of thing. But if you look at that dream and the reality of what's going on farms, whether it's in Illinois, whether it's Indiana, Ohio, any place in the Midwest, any place where there's grain farming being done, any place where there's farming being done, in this case, where Illinois is, I think, the number one soybean-producing state in the country, grain farmers have lost 25% of the value of their crops in the last couple of months because of the tariffs on Chinese imports, the tariff war. China, there's a Freudian slip there. China buys the bulk of U.S. soybean exports, and they put a 25% tariff on soybeans. So there's tariff on the Chinese stuff. The thing is, the Chinese, even though they can buy from Canada, they can buy from some places in Africa, but not a lot. They're sooner or later going to have to come back to us. But in the meantime, the immediate effect of all of this is to help, is to hurt farmers, and I want to help you. Ms. Swanson said, we're losing money every day. The Farm Bureau there studying it, you're paying to go to work, you're paying your helpers, you're paying to buy lunch, you're paying for food, you're paying for everything the same, but you're not getting the same amount of money back again. They figure that they'll lose $35,000 in value to their net farm income this year. And then the question by the news media is always the same. Is it Donald Trump's fault? Are you angry at Trump for starting a trade war and driving your family and the farm into the ground? She doesn't blame Trump at all. She compared the problem to farmers dealing with challenges like droughts, pests, that sort of thing, Mother Nature. We are just hoping it doesn't last a long time. See, I think, well, at least the way I view it, from Trump's perspective, even though he may not know what the impact is going to be, his life of negotiation has always been throwing things at the wall to see what sticks. What will they take? How can we bargain with them? That sort of thing. And that's really what's going on here, as has been the case with other things. But you're playing with people's lives. I'm not necessarily being critical. I just think that's what you've got to look at. All these local farm bureaus, the local National Farmers Union. Last week we had on the program Roger Johnson, who is the president of the National Farmers Union. Actually, when you go back to looking at these podcasts, I like to highlight the podcasts every week that we have. If you go to American Family Farmers Show, the podcast that you will have right there, they're all aggregated. Wild Caught Seafood Farmers, I talk about that in this podcast that's up now at American Family Farmers Show. Do you realize that in terms of farming, fishermen are considered to be farmers by banks and the government? So there's a little insight into that if you didn't know much about it at the American Family Farmers Show podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. Also, Roger Johnson talks about the trade war with China and the trade wars in general, where the money goes. I think that Johnson has a very good perspective. He's a North Dakota farmer, been the president of the Farmers Union since, I think it's 2009. A lot of programs that they have there for beginning farmers as well. And then we talk about women farmers, college-educated farmers, and what they're doing to help, if you will, push back, not putting a thumb in the dike, but actually pushing back and figuring out how these people can survive. There's also in the current podcast a focus on social media and how important farm safety is. So you want to check it all out at American Family Farmer Show. They're all archived there, all our discussions. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You might want to check that out. So the plight of farmers in the Midwest, bean farmers, corn farmers, exporters, importers, all of that stuff continues to be part of the information that we churn here. In a moment, we're going to churn something different. We're going to churn some yogurt and butter and cream. We're going to South Mountain Creamery next on the American Family Farmer.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A couple I know is sitting in their hot tub in the privacy of their secluded backyard when suddenly a man with a clipboard came wandering onto their patio, looking around and taking notes. They asked what he was doing, and he identified himself as an inspector from the Homeowners Association. He claimed the right to go anywhere on any property, with or without the owner's permission, anytime he wants. But these homeowners look through the lens of liberty, and they understand their right to privacy enshrined in the Bill of Rights. They know that in America, even homeowners associations only get power from the consent of the governed. These owners did not consent, and that should make you boil. What have you allowed in your neighborhood?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Time now for us to focus on one person, an inspiration hopefully for us all. We'll find out what his bread and butter is, and his, when I refer to his, I'm talking about Randy Sowers, who runs South Mountain Creamery in Middletown, Maryland. They make their own butter there, yogurt, ice cream. So, Randy, I'm told that you and I have a lot in common. My dairy farm had for a number of years done the same thing. We bottled our own milk, but we sold raw milk. We didn't pasteurize, although I was in the middle of putting a pasteurization unit in when I decided I'd had enough and I stopped. But We had ice cream and yogurt and all the good stuff. So how is it that your place is unique? How would you describe South Mountain Creamery and what makes you and what you do there unique?
Well, we're an open dairy farm. People come anytime and see what we're doing. We've got a lot of money in our processing plant. You know, every time you turn around, you got to spend more money to do more things. Mm-hmm. But you don't sugarcoat what we do there. We're actually a working farm, and when people come, they see the good things and the bad things. And, I mean, I think our number one thing is educating people on what farming's about.
I think that is the I'm very much with you there. Most interesting thing, my farm is Eastley Farm. You can go to Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, and see what goes on. I believe in using the farm as an educational tool. We were milking Jerseys for a long time, bring children, kids into the barn, have them find out the cows are not to be feared. They're not, just because they're big doesn't mean they're scary. And they learn about where milk comes from, what the cows eat, go watch them in the pasture, stuff like that, which I think is what you're doing. It's the best way. You said all that's good and all that's not so good. What did you mean by that?
Not so good, you mean as people come to the... I don't know. You get a person once in a while, it gets kind of out of control and don't want to think about what you tell them. That's very, very few people. Most people are understanding. We haven't, you know, had any radical people in there and came in there just to cause us problems. Mm-hmm. But standing on the front porch of our store where you get your ice cream, you can see the cows being milked in the parlor right beside of it. And the biggest attraction on the whole farm is the calf barn. There's always 50 or 60 calves in there that get fed, and they can help do that at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So they come in, you know, to do that. That's probably the main drawing card, people coming in there and interacting with that calf feeding.
Isn't it amazing? I remember that being the thing on my farm as well, where raising, we had, like you, 50, 60 calves at a time. We might have, over the course of a year, 140, 150 calves born on the farm, and if they're heifers, you keep them. And once in a while, a couple of bulls as well. I did Jerseys. You have Holsteins or Jerseys? What do you have?
We milk on two different farms. We are going towards Jerseys on the farm where we process because their ice cream sales are really going up. We need the butter fat, so we'll probably have Jerseys there. Half Jersey, half Holstein.
Yep. So in terms of what people know or what they don't know, do you find that there's so much distance between you and your customer that it really is a chore to educate them? In just a few generations, it seems like, we've lost the soul of the farm. And I always ask people, are you a farm kid? When they come to work, or if I come across somebody who is connected to a farm, are you a farm kid? And, you know, sometimes they say yes, sometimes they don't. And I always wonder why, what brings people around to wanting to farm, especially dairying. And most of them don't know. Do you find that to be the case when you're looking for help, or do you have just family help and that's it?
We have 80 employees altogether.
80? Good God.
I never worried too much about, it seems to me like common sense would tell people that what farmers do is a very important thing, and that's where your food comes from. But probably 25 years ago, and there was a little coffee shop in town. I usually go in there once in a while to get a cup of coffee in the morning because there was a lady in there to make me feel a lot better when I had a bad day. And at that time, it was just me by myself. That's all I had. My wife, school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was there by myself, and I went in there one day, and this older guy was about 80 years old, and it was raining, been raining every weekend for a while, and he was complaining because it was Saturday and raining again. And he said, you know, I know these farmers are complaining they need rain.
Hold on, we lost the connection. Don't go away. 21 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring.
The farm's in our focus. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm here with Randy Sowers, who runs the South Mountain Creamery in Middletown, Maryland. But that's not all. It isn't just about cows there. He's got a not only a processing plant, farms 2,200 acres, 550 head being milked, 100 beef cattle every year raised there, 16,000 laying chickens. So what sort of problems does that present or opportunities? Because a lot of people are interested in poultry and eggs. I have people coming into my farm all the time, Randy, looking for eggs. Is that why you did it? What kind of market study did you do to see what was needed?
Well, we were under contract chickens for from 1990 to 2000. And when we started the creamery business, fresh eggs were something we already had, actually. But like I say, it was under contract for a while, and we put our own chickens in there, and we about lost the farm over it. But we knew we needed fresh eggs, and so when we started South Mountain Creamery, and as our needs grew, we put a chicken house in that was all floor birds for ourselves. And it's one thing, we sell a lot of eggs, especially do farmers markets, and people tell us about how much better they are than what they're buying in the store. And
yeah, well, that can be said, once people realize it, Randy, that can be said for everything. And I wonder how you brought up something. In this day and age, farmers markets are spreading. They're all over the place. I have an ice cream bus that I created on the farm, and I just tow it behind my tractor, go to the farmers market, and people are fascinated with the bus. They're also fascinated with the ice cream, but it's a different way of getting attention. And I guess that's what the farmers market bring. Do you have a different farmers market every day? Do you go to all the farmers markets in communities around where you are there in Maryland?
We used to have one pretty much every day, but here in the last couple of years, we do two in Baltimore City, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. They're really magnificent markets. So those are the only two we do, but we see a lot of people and a lot of different people every week that you can talk to. And one of the major questions a lot of people, when they walk up to our table, is, are we organic?
Mm-hmm.
People's, their concept of what organic is they don't know.
No, they don't. There's a big confusion between organic and local and natural and all of that sort of thing. So how do you explain and do they understand what you're telling them?
Well, the first thing I ask them is tell me what organic is, and then I'll tell you whether I'm organic or not. But, you know, when you're reaching to the shelf to take that organic product off, you better know where it comes from. With me, you can come to see me. We'll show you our cows. We'll show you our chickens. We'll tell you exactly what we do. We don't hide anything. And that's what you need to be concerned about, where it comes from, not whether somebody says it's organic or not.
Well, the government has done, I don't know where you are in terms of your feelings about the government. I think it's a damnable disgrace. The damn government is into everything and screwing everything up. And, you know, that's affected our markets for sure. And so it's like the government is full of people that think you're not smart enough to run your business so you can survive, so that you can do the right thing. And so you do, again, sort of my intrigue here is that you do a lot of things that I do and vice versa. Bring people to the farm. Show them what you're doing. Give them a ride out into the pastures. You, like I, you do all the pasture with the dairy and the cattle that you're raising. I have a little tour wagon, and you bring it out, and people see the cows. The cows come chase. We put bread and stuff on the wagon. The cows can be fed by people as you, or here's a corn or something. This gets them engaged, and they want to come back, and they want to see what goes on, because, again, they're so far removed from the reality. I want to talk about some other realities, weather being one of them, as we continue here. Congratulations on the success Randy Sowers and his family are having at South Mountain Creamery. We're celebrating that this week on The American Family Farmer.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Phishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A U.S. congressman stands accused of criminal insider trading. Upstate New York Republican Chris Collins denies he did anything wrong.
Throughout my tenure in Congress, I have followed all rules and all ethical guidelines when it comes to my personal investments, including those with an Nate.
That is the company that prosecutors say he tipped off his son about and allegedly helped them avoid big market losses on bad news that he knew and the public did not.
As alleged in the indictment, Congressman Collins cheated our markets and our justice system.
Jeffrey Berman is a U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. He is also now charged with lying to the FBI. In a statement, his attorney pointed out Collins himself is not accused of trading any stock. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road, go walking around the bend, lay by the river, climb up in the barn. Welcome to
the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American family farmer. Some say unique. Any number of ways. I think that's good. We have another unique person in the form of Randy Sowers, who runs South Mountain Creamery in Middleton, Maryland. I was looking at the weather around the country. The whole state of the country of Australia is in drought. And one wonders, because there's a lot of stuff growing down there, how that affects the international markets. How's the weather doing for you this year, Andy?
This has been one of the worst years that we've had, 38 that I know of. I mean, we start when the winter was pretty dry, but then it started raining early in the spring, and just like, I mean, rain every day. Yeah. You know, sometimes 14, 15 inches in a couple of days, and I had trouble getting our crops planted or manure out. I mean, it just was a stressful time, and then a lot of stuff we did get in, you know, we had to go back and replant because it rotted in the ground.
Yep.
Yep. Then for a month, we didn't have any rain, and it got really dry, and things just looked like we weren't going to make it, and then started getting rain again. Now we're back in the same thing. We just got ponds in our fields, and a lot of places the crops are dead because it's just too much water. But they do look a lot better now. I think we might do okay, but we're still calling for rain this week.
I'm looking at my forecast up here. Every single day between now and Sunday, there are thunder showers. I had, you can identify with this perhaps, whether you, I do both round bales and small square bales. And yesterday afternoon, because we've been dodging the rain, you can't get any, you know, you're trying to get your hay in, and you can't really do it because you can't count on 2 days, even if you work the hay over and over again, ted it a couple times, try to get it ready. So I had two fields that I got, one in balage and one in big ground bales, and I finished last night. You'll appreciate this because I'm sure you do it as well. It was 10:30 before I got the field cleared and loaded. The bales got loaded on the truck and on a trailer that I have for big ground bales. And then I couldn't get them under cover because I was by myself and the damn cows were right by the fence. And I knew that if I opened the gate to put the stuff in under the Quonset hut, the cows would get out and I'd spend an hour chasing them. So,
yeah,
you have it's the same thing, but it's part of what we love. I've been around cows all my life. You have too. There are other things that get done there. The thing that is sad, the realities of you're doing it on your own and me doing it on my own, created by, in my my rendering, the DFA, Dairy Farmers of America, the collusion, the Dean Foods people that control 75-80% of the fluid milk supply, thanks to George Bush and his political pals. So there's a milk glut. We seem to have had, I don't know if you noticed it when you were a kid, when there was better prices, people would buy cows and milk more, and then that caused the glut, and that killed the prices. And it's sort of been that cyclical thing ever since the government created the pool system. Do you think my observation is correct?
There's always been some difficulty in the milk market. Especially before 1980, it wasn't so bad because the government was buying up a lot of that surplus, which was a good thing, and giving it to people that needed it and helping the farms. And it wasn't any milk. It was other commodities that, you know, were being overproduced.
The protein concentrate and all that other stuff that got made into cheese, is that what you're talking about?
Cheese and non-fat powder and, you know, butter was something they could store without, you know, needing a lot of refrigeration. There's caves in California were full of that stuff, and they distributed it.
Yeah.
But, you know, now they just hand people cards and they go buy what they want to buy, which is not helping the farmers or, you know, I think something I'll look at going back to again is buying these commodities and giving them for food programs. But,
do you feel that people that represent you, the senators that represent Maryland and the representatives actually understand, because Maryland is a great farming state, beautiful land. You're up near the Pennsylvania border, but I think looking around our country, the most beautiful and productive land is in that area. I mean, I'm a New England farmer, and I'm used to farming here, but any of those places down there are just magnificent. Do the people in political power listen to you? Do they know who you are? Do you connect to them?
We had Congressman Bartlett. He was good. I mean, but since he's been gone, I mean, really have no support that I, you know, can count on too much. I mean, they don't really understand, and you try to talk to them, but, you know, it kind of just goes in one ear and out the other. They don't retain the problems we're having. I mean, dairy farmers are in dire straits right now.
Awesome.
I mean,
awesome.
I mean, they're just dropping like flies, and, you know, I'm not sure it's overproduction. That's what they keep saying. It's imports that's, you know, hurting us.
Right.
But, you know, these big mega dairies and 20, 30, 40,000 cows are killing us. I mean, they're out here in New Mexico, and they don't own any land. I don't understand how they borrow money. I can't borrow money unless I have real estate to back it, and they have 100 acres and 40,000 cows and buy everything in, but they keep putting money in there for these people to keep expanding, and it don't make any sense to me.
Well, it's the I will tell you where the background is. I see in my mind, I wasn't being facetious. The Souza family from Texas, the political connections they had to getting Bush elected governor, and then the milk fluid milk supply regulations changed in Texas. And as soon as Bush got elected, they helped him $4 million they helped raise for his candidacy for president. And then all the fluid milk supply regulations federally got changed. That's really the problem. And yeah, people in Congress that don't listen, they don't know, they have no farm experience. And so here we go around in this circle, but you're right. You can drive down. I have done this any number of times, driving west to east. If you, the best example I can come up with is coming into El Paso on Interstate 10, about 10 miles outside of town, you can start to smell what is, for those folks, a dairy farm. It isn't. It's a factory. The cows never see any pasture. They get fed in lots. The manure is piled as high as your butt, and it stinks. And people, how do people think, if they think about it at all, they're getting quality out of a basic pea pile of crap. And they just 50,000 cows on some of these farms. Yeah. There's one in Indiana that's got 20-some-odd thousand. You're getting nothing but what white water that is horrible for you, and all in the name of getting the milk down to $14 a hundredweight, which is what the people that run DFA wanted to do. That's what the problem is. And so you got government against you, and we had 160... I don't know, 170. I used to have 400 dairy farms in Massachusetts when I was a kid. There are barely 100 now. And I bet you're seeing that same thing down in Maryland, right?
Yeah, we're down to about 80. And I don't know what the high number was, but it was up there in the thousands. I mean, dude, just to give people an example of, you know, what 15,000 cow dairies can do. I mean, 50 years ago, 300 families could have made a living. You know, not a lot of money, but they were satisfied. They had a good living. They were raising their kids the way they ought to be raised and teaching them, you know, all kinds of things that you can't learn any place but on a farm.
Right.
And all that's gone now with one operation. And they got, you know, none of their kids work on the farm. The people that own it don't even live there. They only come once in a while to see what's going on. And I mean, that's what America's losing, not having family farm because. Yep. You know, like you ask your people, you know, are you from a farm? Because it used to be around here, if you were hiring somebody and they were on a farm, you'd hire them because you pretty much knew they could work.
Yep.
And that's all lost. I mean, it's all lost.
Yeah, it is. So where do we go? What's your family like? Your children, I was talking, I made reference to them earlier on. Are they, you said 70-some-odd people work for you in the bottling plant and all of the other things that are necessary. How many of them are family?
Well, my son, one son and one daughter. I mean, their husband and wives, you know, in December, me and my wife actually turned the whole business over to them.
Did you?
Lock, stock, and barrel, because I'm 64 and she's going to be 65. And the problem, another problem in this country is people hold on too long. I mean, my kids were ready. They knew what they were doing. They didn't need me telling them what to do anymore. So God told me one day, turn it over. So we did. And I don't even think about, you know.
So what do you do with your time now? What do you do with your time? Are you still working the farm?
I haven't changed how I work. I just don't have to make decisions. I don't have to deal with who gets paid this week because there's never enough money to go around. I don't deal with employees. I just work. I mean, we still milk every night at midnight and do farmers markets on Saturday and Sunday. So it's not like I quit working. I just got rid of a lot of stress. But, you know, these farms have to be turned over, and that's, you know, in our area, a lot of times these older farmers would hold on. They'd have three or four kids. One of them would stay on the farm and do the work, and the rest of them would go get big jobs. And then when the farm, you know, gets sold, they think they ought to come back there with their hand out and want their share.
Well, want their money, yeah, exactly.
Stay here.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy that stayed here, I'm going to give it to him because we need to continue these farms.
Right, exactly.
But that's what's in our area. I mean, that's just what's happened to a lot of them.
I don't have, my children both live in Los Angeles and aren't farm kids per se, although they've loved growing up on the farm, love the connection. I'm by myself, and I'm older than you are, and I still work at it. I do my radio work. Takes me probably 6, 7, 8 hours a day to do my radio work, and then I spend another 7, 8 hours a day, 9 hours a day on the farm because it's what I love. But when I'm done, I'm making sure the farm is saved. Although I have a lot of development pressure on me, save it as agriculture. It has to be in agriculture. And so, you know, somebody will find somebody to keep it going. But it just isn't, you know, if you're not born into it, I don't think it has the same starch in your system as, you know, you get people from outside. They think they know what it's about, but.
I wasn't born in it. I was starting farming when I was 27. I worked on the farms, you know, growing up. But my parents didn't own farms. But, you know, we've just bought these farms recently, you know, and it's going to be a drain on my kids for 20 years trying to get them paid for it. But they don't, you know, they have to love it or they'll just say, you know, we're not doing this. But, you know, all of our farms are in some sort of preservation. But these three farms we bought here at one time, there was other people after them. It was a, a developer was going to make a development out of other farms down the road, and he was going to bring that money in here and buy these farms. John Deere dealer was going to buy them, but he couldn't find, he transfers and saves his taxes on them, but they couldn't find a way to do it. And then there was a guy from South Africa that had a vineyard in California, and he was going to sell those, and he was going to come here and buy these farms, and he was going to plant trees on them. And that fell through because he got into a divorce and he couldn't get pulled off. But today we signed a contract on it. He came in with the cash and was going to buy it. But I already signed the contract that day. So God wants us to have these farms. And it's just like, why wouldn't a farmer be able to just go out there and buy this land? Why do these other people, you know, have money to go out and do it and farmers can't do it? I mean,
no respect for it. Well, I got a lot of respect for you. I'd love to come down and see your place sometime. Randy, thank you for telling us your story. Continued good luck, and that's what it takes sometimes, in belief in a higher power. It sounds like you got that. So keep it going. Man, that's all I can say is keep it going. Randy Sowers runs South Mountain Creamery in Middletown, Maryland, on the American Family Farmer.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
I'm Ernesto Hernandez, Purple Heart recipient from Iraq and founder of Wounded Paul Project. Every day in the U.S., we lose 20 veterans to suicide. At the same time, in the same day, thousands of dogs and shelters are euthanized. The Wounded Paw Project strives to bring these two together by training shelter dogs to be service or comfort animals to our nation's heroes. We save a paw to save a life. Go to woundedpawproject.org to learn more and to donate. That's woundedpawproject.org.
It's the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Hurry in and make summer sizzle with Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower. Blister the road with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class, or Dodge Durango. Want something even hotter? Get up to 6 months of Apple Music on us when you join the Brotherhood of Muscle at the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, visit Dodge.com/Apple for details. Apple is a registered trademark of Apple Inc. Apple is not a sponsor of this promotion. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I think I'm reflecting on our conversation here, as I do often, thinking about how talented many of these farmers are in different ways. Inherent talents, sometimes you're limited, but if you have people around you that have other talents, that's how you get ahead. Using your head and your body, strength and mind and body together. I think that's one of the things that I respect most about a lot of our American family farmers. Hats off to you. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I want to go back to what people are saying when it comes to Trump's plan to protect American farmers from the trade retaliation. We visited this a little bit last week in the last podcast, which is now up at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com with Roger Johnson. He thinks it ought to be part of the farm bill. So I'm going to give you what a few other people are saying about it. Maybe that'll help weigh in. Are you talking to your... I asked our guest today whether or not you were talking. He was talking to his congressman or senator, and he said the last congressman was great. This one doesn't have a clue. I think that's what's happening around the country. People in politics, unless it's local in your region only, they don't know, they don't understand, they don't seem to want to understand what's going on. So let me give you a couple of more bits and pieces of info to chew on in a moment. I want to have you chew on this, a reminder about a fabulous way, a protein supplement that assists your body in burning off fat and sugar very efficiently. Your body produces collagen protein naturally, but as you get older, it diminishes. Production of lean muscle tissue also decreases, and you need that muscle. Men and women need muscle to hold their skeleton together as they get older. The body begins to gain fat as you get older, and so things start falling apart. Don't you want to have your body in great shape? Don't you want to live a long, happy, healthy life? Calitrin replenishes your supply of this collagen protein, resulting in an enhanced lean muscle tissue that allows your body to burn calories and promotes wellness. You'll live longer, happier, and healthier. Your body, your entire body, all of its systems utilize this collagen protein. So that's what the benefit is of Calitrin. It supports overall wellness. Weight loss is imperative as you get older, controlling your weight. So, and you also, your body, and your general health is going to be much better. Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. Take my advice. Try it. You will absolutely be enthralled with the continuing supportive success. But you got to keep doing it. Stay it to maintain the weight. No adverse effects once you're on it because it's all natural. Go to toploss.com. Special 10% off deal using the code DJV or Doug Steffen. Either of those two things work at toploss.com. 10% off plus free bottle after you buy three. That's toploss.com for Calitrin. Lose the weight safely. Maintain your weight well. Use the code DJV for the 10% deal at toploss.com. All right, let's think for a second. Thinking in the box, thinking out of the box. When Roger Johnson was here last week, he gave me a lot to think about. So now I have this comment about what people think or are saying. Is this an unjustified trade war? Do we need to protect American farmers? Yeah. But the problem is there's too many governmental adjuncts, and I don't know if we'll ever be able to go back. So the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Mike Conaway of Texas, said the president stood up to China the bully. Now he's standing up for rural America because he's going to help with his $12 billion. Well, nobody knows how it gets applied, sir. That's probably the most important thing. Representative Chris Collins of New York says by imposing tariffs on China, president is working to level the playing field. Yes, he is. I agree with that. I think these trade deals have been horrible. At first, they look good for the American farmer and then not so good. But we are selling a lot of our goods overseas, and that may have been helped by some of these deals, but they're past that now. You need, like the Europeans have negotiated zero tariffs on both sides. That's what we need. You need real markets. The American Soybean Association head said soybean producers want to see the president succeed in meeting the trade campaign goals, but not on the backs of American farmers. Okay, so how do you do it? Same thing with the American Milk Producers Federation. If you look around at any of these, whether it's the producers, whether it's the representatives, here's the guy that runs the Renewable Fuel Association saying, we appreciate the administration's actions to help farmers who are indeed suffering as a result of these trade disputes. These things that farmers, the backbone of the country, all that palarva. Yeah, we know that. So you're breaking the back of the farmers with the practical way. Weather's bad enough. The government just gets in the way and screws everything up. When are we going to be able to change that? Do you think we're going to be able to? That's the question. Keep working. Keep supporting the various farm groups. I love the National Farmers Union. I don't know if they have as much hooch as they need, but they really speak my language. Look around at the groups and the people and the individuals who speak for you. Those are the people to support. That's my thought. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.